They were made of wood and with a long handle. And then what they call a cradle part, it was curved with, suppose something like a chair, you know, suppose. And then there was a long, real sharp blade, steel blade, at the end of this cradle. And they would throw that out, and the wheat got golden color, you know, the field just be fields on it. And every time they'd throw that cradle out and pull it back, you see, well, they would have the cradle full of wheat. And they'd take their hands and take it off and lay it down, and somebody followed behind the person who was cutting. It was real hard work.
Oh, I bet.
And then had the wheat in bones. And after they got it tied in bones, it was shocked. Maybe they put 6 bones down, and then 4 bones, 2 bones, and 1 bone. And it dried out for so many days, and then it was hauled to a shed. And then they had these thrashing machines. And they were pulled with a steam engine, not gas, water.
Mm.
And they run real slow. And oh, it just take for months for one to get out of the community because they thrash the wheat. And Dad, he always put all his wheat in great large wooden bins that he had made himself, and the bins had lids to it where no mice or anything could get there. And so anyway, they were wheat mills, and my grandfather owned an old-fashioned water mill. Have you ever seen one of those?
I've seen one up in the Smokies. Mm-hmm.
And they had what they call a race that is run from the dam.
Mm-hmm.
And this race track, he didn't keep the water running on the wheel until his race started grinding. Then he had a lever and he'd pull up this wooden door. And that would force all that water on that wheel,
mm-hmm.
and the old wheel would start turning and head upstairs. And I'd always go upstairs, and I thought I'd tip and then pull the lever. I wasn't much help more in the way I get. And those big rocks, I'll never forget them. That, well, they have one down at Stone Mountain.
Mm-hmm,
and I've been down there several times, and that's that interests me, I guess, more than anything, is that old mill.
Where did
that? Because I went to Granddad's mill so often. Mm-hmm. That was up here in Cherokee County, not possibly about mm-hmm. 3 miles up mm-hmm. there. And it was just beautiful up there, and it grind the wheat, and it grind the mill. And we just didn't have to buy very many groceries at the store because, oh, we had orchards. Now, sometimes the frost would get our fruit, you know. Some years we didn't have as much fruit as others. There were no insects. We didn't have to spray any trees. We just had beautiful apples and peaches. And we would can them, and we had big gardens. And the only thing that I can recall that we went to the store to buy would be baking soda, Arm & Hammer baking soda, Calumet baking powder, and sugar.
Mm.
And a lot of people in those days, they didn't smoke, and they smoked cigarettes, they smoked pipes and so.